For the first time in my career of coaching people, and I have coached business owners for truly a decade and a half, I kicked somebody off of a coaching call today. Oh, no way. With love, let me explain and how this matters to you. See, we as business owners all have tasks and goals and things that you are working on. New ideas, new strategies, new topics. I don't know if you're like me, but do we all have this want, need, and desire to learn more and more and more and more and more? Let me ask you a question. Is there a task, a project, a marketing avenue in your life right now that you've already learned, that you learned months ago, that you already wanted to implement? Not done yet, but that you learned a lesson. Let's say, for example, 2 months ago, you heard that you could kill it on Instagram. Have you started working on that yet? Did you get an idea to start a podcast 6 months ago, but have you started it yet? See, here's what I found. We as driven business owners, and you being here in this group shows me that you're motivated and driven to achieve more and do more, okay? So what do? We want to consume more ideas. I don't know about you guys. I feel like I have to learn and learn and constantly be learning more. The art of getting ahead, the art of blowing up your business is actually taking one of those 19 things and implementing into your business. Let's do some interactive right now with Coach Nikki T. I want you to, in the comments right now, comment the one thing that you know if you implement it into your business, it would skyrocket your leads, your attention, your views, and your sales. Let me give you an example. If I gave you an idea to start a podcast 3 months ago, and 3 months ago, it was a badass idea, and you knew that that idea, that podcast would grow your brand, it'd give you a community, it'd give you a platform, all the above, then you haven't implemented it yet. What happens? Then the very next month, you hear from me about a sales funnel. Then the very next month, you hear from me about a book. And then you hear about TikTok. And then you hear about this, right? If you just took that one thing 90 days ago and implemented it into your business, you're going to get completion. What I want you to focus on is not learning more. I want you to focus on taking one thing and seeing it through to completion and either figuring out, do you like that or do you not? So why did I kick somebody off of a Zoom call today? Every Wednesday, I teach a author's class, my Triumphant Author Program, How to Write a Book. And one of our students that I love, I care about, gets on this call. And I was asking him about his book. Now, check this out. This is where this applies to you. I said, hey, what's the thing that I can do today as your coach to help you with your book? And he said this, Nick, in all honesty, man, I just need time. I need to dedicate the time to work on this book. And I said, great. Have you dedicated noon to 1 p.m. today to be on this call? This is at 12:05. He goes, yeah, dude, I blocked off an hour for you for our Wednesday coaching calls. I said, great, with love, I'm gonna invite you and kick you off of this call. And I want you for that hour that you've already dedicated to go write and actually do the activity, do the lifting, do the work on the thing that you know is gonna get you more. It's gonna get you more leads, more deals, all the above, right? So here's what happened. That time he had already dedicated to come and learn more. There's nothing that I'm going to teach him new that will help him write the book. He needed to be writing his book. So what happened? My man gets off the call with love, of course, wasn't done really. It was done in all honesty. Sometimes a coach, guys, tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, okay? So he gets off the call. He had dedicated the time. What happened? He wrote 789 words and damn near a chapter in that noon to one window. Why? Because he was able to isolate his focus and not be learning something new and new and new. This is the trap that we fall into. You come to one of our conferences, you come to the sales summit and you hear a badass idea and it gets on a notepad. I'm guilty of this as well. So I'm preaching to the choir. You hear a badass concept. You're like, dude, that email marketing or that text message thing or those paid ads, that would blow up my business. And I get it. So you write down 18 different things. So you got 9 more books you're going to read. And what happens? That journal goes into your cabinet or your briefcase or in your desk, and those ideas get kind of taken to the wayside until you hear another whiz-bang idea the next month or the next podcast or in the next YouTube or the next reel. Everybody's got a new topic for you. Why do influencers or gurus always have a new topic? Because they're always selling you something. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to take one thing and implement it and see it through to completion. See, I don't care what it is. Can you make money on Facebook? Yes. Can you make money on TikTok? Yes. Can you make money on Instagram? Yes. Can you make money with sales funnels? Mm-hmm. Network marketing or networking? Yes. Postcards? Yes. Mailers? Yes. Podcasts? Yes. Books? Yes. So if you can make money in anything, the one that you will make money on is the one that you're focused on, that you've implemented into your business and you're getting results with. See, you right now, if you're here, odds are you don't need more ideas. This is an idea guy telling you that you don't need more whiz bang concepts. What you need are the concepts that you already know will work in your business to see them through to completion. So how do you do that? Welcome to a Coach Nikki T talk. Here's what you do. You schedule it. That which gets scheduled gets done. Now, why did I kick him off the call? Because I knew he had already scheduled noon to one to be with me. Does it make sense? Here's what I want you to do. I want you, first and foremost, we're going to run this process together, you and I right now. If you want to roll with me, comment here in the comments so we can interact. Like, we are together, y'all. I might be in San Diego, but now I'm right there with you. I want to help you freaking win, and here's how. I want you to look at that big-ass project. I'll say podcast, for example. Just let's say podcast. Yours could be videos. Yours could be writing a book. Yours could be anything. I want you to think of that big-ass thing that you want to implement. Sales funnels, email marketing, drip campaigns, you name it, okay? I want you to, in the comments right now, drop what that one thing that you want to implement into your business is. Okay, drop that in the comments right now. So that's step one. Step two, I want you to identify what is something you could do today or in the next 24 hours to move you one step closer to that thing. So for example, let's say your goal is to start a podcast. Well, then in the next 24 hours, could you go create a cover image? Just one thing. Yeah. Could you record your first episode? Yeah. Could you go sign up for Spotify for podcasters? You could. Now here's the thing. Identify what the big ass thing you're working on is to what's one step that you could take today. And then here's the big thing. You want to break through in any area of your life? Do this. Schedule it. Go to your iPhone calendar, your Google calendar right now, and I want you to schedule from 10 a.m. to 11, from 2 to 3, whatever. Work on podcast, work on reels, work on video, work on sales funnel, work on book. See, back to my man, I knew he had scheduled noon to 1. He was struggling with finding time. Great, I don't want him to learn anything more. I want him to implement, okay? And I want you to implement. So how do we do this? We schedule it. I hear this all the time. I was talking to a student yesterday. She had heard my call on Monday. We have a private community. If you want more information, let me know. It's $97 a month. It's dirt freaking cheap to join me and Jason. But I teach a coaching call every single Monday. And on that call on Monday, I taught about weekly shows and weekly podcasts. And I had followed up with one of our students on Monday after the call. And I said, hey, did you get what I was talking about? She goes, yeah, but I don't have the time. I said, great. You'll never have the time. And she was explaining how busy she was today. Does this sound familiar? Busy, busy, busy. She goes, when I'm out of this, then I'll be free. No, you won't, because here's what you'll do. In 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, you'll find another reason to be busy. Now, what do we often do? Myself included. I'm too busy to work out. I'm too busy to meal prep, so I'll just go to McDonald's. I'm too busy for date night. When I get out of this, then. No. What you need to do is take those things that matter to you, those big-ass projects, those big-ass things that are important to your life, like your body, like your fitness, like your family, like your relationships, right? And schedule them in now, because it's not going to get easier. So how do you break through? You take one big ass project, find a time each day to work on said big ass project, and don't do anything else in that time block. Let me explain what this is. They're called jam sessions. Here's how you do it. You find a time, doesn't have to be even every day. No, it could be daily for you. It could be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, okay? Let's say you wanna work on your Instagram reels 3 days per week. Well, find a time each day that's around your appointments that works for you. For you, it could be, man, I'm gonna go work out at 7 a.m. and from 8 to 8:30, I'm gonna record content. Well, schedule that in your calendar and block that off. Here's what that allows you to do. It allows you to shut down everything else. See, when you make an appointment on your calendar, you have an appointment with yourself. How many times have you said, I wanna go to the gym, but I'll do this instead? Schedule these things with yourself. And I believe you should do this with your marketing as well. Even if you're a solopreneur like myself, I oftentimes have to block off time for myself. And so you block this off. So let's say somebody says, hey, could you come do this? No, I actually have an appointment. Why? You have an appointment with yourself to work on your marketing to get more views and attention and leads and clients, right? And by circumventing that and not doing that, you're actually sacrificing tomorrow for today. So how do you achieve more, sell more homes, sell more stuff, get more deals, get more clients? You take the thing that you want to implement, find out what's going to get you going on like a bite-sized daily basis, and then find a time per day to implement that thing. How do you chop down a tree? It's just one chop at a time in the same spot. I'll promise you this, guys. if you started, and let's say you're like, hey, that's a good point. From 9 to 9:45 every single morning, I'm going to work on my marketing, or I'm going to work on my content, or I'm going to work on my email marketing, or writing a book. What's going to happen in 2, 3 weeks, 30 days, you're going to have that project done. So you move from this I want to do project column to the holy crap, I'm doing this project column, to the holy crap, that's done project column, to the dude, I just got a lead or a client off a project column. People just ask me, Jason, how did we write our book in less than a month? I scheduled it. You couldn't get a hold of me in that time frame. Guys, phone was on do not disturb. So a couple little tricks when you're doing your jam sessions. Block off everything around you. Shut down your email browsers. Shut down, get off Facebook, get something cold to drink, right? Have a little tea or something ready to go. Put your phone on do not disturb and show up to that appointment. Even if you don't have anything to do. Like, let's say you want to create more content. And, okay, 1 o'clock every day is going to be content. Well, guess what? When you show up at 1 o'clock, you got to figure something out. And that's the cool part about doing this. When you schedule that time, you're putting focus on the things that matter to you. And where focus goes, energy flows. So back to the whole story that started this, I was really inspired to share this with you guys today. Why did I invite him or really kick him off of the Zoom call? Because I want him to win, but I don't want him to hear more ideas. I know the ideas I've already given him. I coach him one-on-one. So I know the badass shit that I've given him for the past 6 months. I know he's got his list of really cool ideas. I'm not here to motivate or inspire. What I'm here to do is to get him to take action on the big ass goals. He's writing a book with me. It's not easy, but guess what? He's 789 words closer to having his book done today. Now back to you. Is that starting a podcast? Is that getting more reels or more TikToks? Is that rolling out a sales funnel? Is that spending more time at the gym? Is that more time with your family, more date nights, more kids date nights? I don't know your personal goals. I'd love to know them, but what I'm saying is this. We all have these big ass goals. Find out what the big ass goal is. What is something I could do today in the next 24 hours, okay? You guys will see me wear this. A lot of you guys have them. The 24-7-30. 24-7-30, what does that represent? What could I do in the next 24 hours to move me one step closer to that goal, okay? And then I schedule it off. Why the 24 hours matters is you move from talking about, you would be shocked how many people tell me about this badass idea that they had to do a new show, a new vlog, a new this, right? Then 30 days goes by, runs back up to me, Nick, oh my God, I got a new idea for you. It's the same idea you had last month and the same idea you had last month. If you heard a good idea 6 months ago, let's call it like I was going to run these paid ads. Cool. Well, any other idea is meant to just get you what? More clients, more leads, more deals. So take one idea, see it through to completion. Burn this into your brains. You've probably heard me say this before. My favorite Bruce Lee quote. I don't fear the man that knows 10,000 kicks. I fear the man that's done one kick 10,000 times. This is the way I want you to look at your marketing, look at your health, look at everything, look at your business. Get one thing and implement it and then see it through to completion. You don't want a bunch of unfinished projects. Stop multitasking. Pick one thing, go all in on it and see it through to completion. Then implement into your business and then see is this working or not. Because I'll promise you this, when you find a lead source that works, when you find a sales funnel that converts, it's a good thing. When you get a podcast, what happens is you build these assets into your business. And I just want to finish with this. Why I'm so hardcore about him finishing his book is I see the $3 million that I've made off of my book. He doesn't see that. So I see him one step at a time getting a chapter written, 789 words. And then I see him in 2 months landing more clients because of the book. And now that's an asset. See, once you finish an asset, you don't have to touch it again. Maybe a little bit of tweaking here and there, but you can turn that book and have that as an asset. Once you start your podcast and you set up the format and you set up your YouTube and you set up your Spotify and your Apple, it's now an asset. Then you just get the record. So for example, with my podcast, I record 15, 20 minutes a week, boop, goes right into the asset, okay? Email marketing, I've already set up my email marketing. So all I gotta do, write the content, 10, 15 minutes, boop, and it's out the door. What I'm encouraging you to do is find that thing that you wanna do, the big ass thing, okay? Break it down to what step could you take in the next 24 hours, then schedule that. And then obviously the obvious one would be showing up to do that. And so that's how you break through on these big ass goals. The old adage is, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You're here because you have big goals, big dreams, you wanna do big things in the world. Well, to do big things in the world, you actually have to do big things. Can't talk about them. There's no hashtag. And guys, there ain't no effing AI that's going to do this for you. I'm sorry. A lot of the stuff that you want to work on can't really just pop into ChatGPT. I heard this. I got hit by an ad on TikTok. That's how dumb this was. It was an AI to get shredded. I'm not the sharpest spoon in the drawer, but I don't think a fake fantasy robot in the cloud is going to do push-ups for me. You can't outsource your push-ups. You can't outsource your sales calls. Oftentimes, you can't really outsource your content. You got to show up and be the voice. You got to show up and do the work. So what am I encouraging you to do today? Take those really badass ideas that you've already gotten from the book, from the tape, from one of our conferences, from one of my trainings, and I want you to implement. And I want you to see that through to completion. And what I'd love to do is help you use this video as an accountability tool. So why don't you sound off below? What is the one thing you're going to work on? What's the big ass goal? What could you do in the next 24 hours? And then what time tomorrow are you going to work on it? And then when you go do it, come back here and let us know the results. See, here's the big thing that happens when you do this. You move from talking about doing it to actually doing it. You move from somebody watching the game to in the game. And what happens is this. There's this shift in your brain that says, holy crap, I'm doing this. I want you to think about the thing that you wanted to do really, really badly 6 months ago, 3 months ago, held yesterday. What would it feel like to be actually actively doing that thing? I'll give you an example. Nick, I want to do more on video. Well, if you started recording video per day over the next 2 weeks, you'd have 14 videos. Then you're actually the vlogger or you're the content creator. You're the podcaster, a podcast per day or a podcast per week, right? Now, my friend who just started writing his book, he's now the writer. You can't take that away from him. He's now in the game doing. And what happens for you, the momentum, the transformation in your brain from I'm no longer talking and hashtagging and consuming content. I'm actually the one building this right now. It is a game changer for you. And oftentimes the things that we want to do are scary things, and I respect that. And I admire that. But the art of writing a book, the art of starting a podcast, you're not supposed to know how to do it. You have to learn. And how do you learn? By doing, okay? You learn by doing on a daily basis. I truly hope that this has helped you, maybe added some energy to your life. I'm touched, you guys. Thank you for the comments. Drop me some comments below. Let me know what you learned. And more importantly, let me know how I can help you. If there's anything that I can do to help you take that big ass thing and implement, here's what I want to offer you guys right now. I want to offer you a free strategy session with me, a free goal setting session. We're going to do this. We're going to do these four things. One, what is your big ass goal? Two, what's the thing you can do in the next 24 hours? Three, when are you going to do it? What time? And four, you're going to be committing to do that on a daily basis. If you want to hop on a call with me about that, this is what I do, guys. I'm a breakthrough coach. This is what I do. I help people take big ass complex projects and break them down. Go to callwithnickyt.com and schedule a free call. You could drop a comment below, yo, I want to call it, Nikki T, let's do this. Comment below and I'll get you the link, or just go to simply callwithnikkyt.com. It'll be free for you. We will literally chat about your big ass goal and how we're going to implement, and then I'm going to hold your ass accountable. So if you've ever wondered why all these people tag me and Jason and stuff all over Instagram, it's because we're using that Instagram story as like an accountability tool. Because I want to help you win. That's what I'm here for, guys. As a business coach, I'm not here to be your cheerleader. I'm here to help you take these things and implement and apply into your business. I love you and I believe in you and I want to help you win. So if I can help you win and you want to hop on a free call, it'd be a goal setting session, guys, comment, Nikki T, get me on a call. Just get a hold of me below or go to callwithnikkyt.com. But truly, I hope this did add some energy to you guys. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. Until then, what's the big ass goal? Stop learning. You don't need to learn anything else. Stop consuming content. Shut that down. What's the big ass goal? What could you do in the next 24 hours? Okay. What time are you going to do it? And then follow through on that bad boy. I believe in you guys. Keep chasing dreams. We'll see you. Bye.